right, under the stage.
Blog
right.
Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rudolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we consider to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, and we cater to the 12 tribes of Israel, which consists of Native Americans, African Americans, and Latino Americans. And we do this, our blog talk radio show every morning at 11 a.m. But before we do that, I want to give thanks to the divine heavenly forefather, Messiah, and our divine earthly mother, who give us the wherewithal to do this show every Sunday. And we want to apologize for last Sunday. We had a little technical difficulties, but, you know, thanks to the divine heavenly father, we back up and running the day. Now, I want to just mention a few of our ministries that we have. And one of our ministries that we have is we have the prayer meeting. We have also the Fishing for Men meeting. And that starts right after our blog talk radio show at 12 o'clock. Also, my brother Yaquab Ben Israel has videos that he does on Tuesdays, 6 o'clock Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific time. And he also does another blog talk radio show on Wednesdays and Fridays. Now, my brother Deer does also a video on Saturday evening. And you can catch all of this in our website. And also, before I say that, I want to let you know we also have a food pantry that's named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry. And you can catch all of that on our website. And also, I do want to mention my brother, please support his books, because he do some awesome books. The Elixir Guide, the Imperial Hebrew Negro, and you can catch all of that on the 12tribesisraelites.com. That's our website. It's all lowercase, 12 tribes, T-W-E-L-V-E, tribes, T-R-I-B-E-S, Israelites. ISRAELITE.com. That's 12tribesisraelite.com, all lowercase letters. Now, being though all that is said, I want to go into our show today. Now, we got a real interesting show, very interesting show. The title is, how often do we pray to the divine heavenly forefather? How often do we pray to the divine heavenly forefather? Now, you may think, okay, yeah, you know, yeah, prayer, yeah, everybody pray, you know, but do we actually know what prayer means? Do we actually get the understanding of prayer? And I'm going to bring out some things that's going to show you what it actually means and how it accomplishes certain things. Okay, I like to always start our show off with a scripture. Now, listen to this scripture, Philippians 4:6. Now, listen to what Messiah said at Philippians. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to let your request be made unto the divine heavenly forefather. Now, I'm going to come back to this scripture at the very end, and then you're going to get a greater understanding, because this is huge. It's going to help you to see exactly what this is saying. Now, I know it says be careful, you know, be in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and let your request be made unto the divine heavenly father. But I'm going to be breaking this down all throughout our show today to show you how important this is. Maybe one of the main scriptures in the whole Bible. That's how important this is. And we're definitely, you know, going to get back to this scripture at the end. So, okay, I want to go into another scripture. And this scripture is coming from Psalms 86:1-2. That's Psalms 86, 1 to 2. Now listen to what David said. David said, "Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call unto you all day long." Now, let's think about something. Now, David was a king. The Heavenly Father made David the king of our people, of Hebrew Israelites. He was a king. But yet, David knew his place when it came to the divine Heavenly Father. You see, he said, "Guard my life. I'm faithful to you. Save me. I trust in you." You see, although David was going through situations in his time, but David was mindful to pray. And the reason I bring this up, because if you listen to all my brothers, all their videos, they always ask you, join us in the prayer meeting. Join us in the Fishing for Men meeting. Why do you think these brothers is asking you to join us in these prayer meetings? Right now, you know, you might not think, oh, man, everything's good. Why should I join them in some prayer and Fishing for Men meeting? But you're going to see throughout this show how it's going to benefit you by joining us in the prayer meeting. You know, because I thought about this. I said, you know, yeah, my brother's always crying out, screaming out, join us in the prayer meeting. Join us in the prayer meeting. Join us in the prayer. Join us in the Fishing for Men. But is anybody really listening? You know, and we know Messiah said it was going to be this way. But they are missing out on a whole lot of information, things that's going to benefit them down the line. And like I said, getting back to the prayer, you know, David was a king, you know, but he was praying to the divine Heavenly Father, you see, showing his humility, showing that he overstood who the divine Heavenly Father was through his prayers. You see, he prayed to the divine Heavenly Father, you know, being though he was even a king that the Heavenly Father made him, but he humbled himself, you see, through the prayer, all through prayer. So, you know, I just want to magnify that some, you know, to let you know all of the patriarchs prayed, okay?
And to give a little understanding of what this brother's saying is, if you read the Psalms in the Bible or the Songs of Solomon, like he just said, King David always prayed. So the Songs of Solomon, those, like he said, I pray all day. Those are his prayers. Psalms is King David's prayer, and they also Sophia's prayers. Sophia is the Songs of Solomon. Solomon basically repeated the same thing Sophia did. So that's why he said he prayed all the time. So that shows you the significance of what he's saying by prayer, and that Israel shall be saved.
Right, brother. The power of prayer. See, what we fail to realize, the most powerful thing that we can do is pray to the divine Heavenly Forefather. Now, let me show you another patriarch. Now look what happened for him. Him and Silas. Paul and Silas. They were in prison. Okay? Now, let me show you through their prayers what happened. Now, I want to take you to Acts. That's Acts 16, 25 and 26. That's Acts 16, 25 and 26. So check this out. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto the divine Heavenly Forefather. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors opened and everyone's hands was loose. Now you see, Paul and them was in prison. Paul and Silas was in prison. And they started singing and praying, and all of a sudden, the divine heavenly father brought an earthquake. The earthquake was so strong, it opened the prison doors up, and also the bonds off their hands fell, which the angels made them fall off their hands. But the point is, they had prayed, and the divine heavenly father allowed these things to happen. You see, the heavenly father, but it was through Paul and Silas prayer and singing and crying out to the divine heavenly father. So letting us light brothers know that our prayers are actually being heard. You know, we as light brothers, we cry out. We're supposed to cry out to the divine heavenly father.
Now, like my brother just said, I'm going to go into the wisdom of Solomon, because the wisdom of Solomon, Solomon prayers also was like David's and Sophia's. So I'm going to go to wisdom of Solomon, and I'm going to show you, like my brother just said, how important prayer is. I'm in the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 7. Look at that, 7:7. Okay, it say, wherefore I prayed, and overstanding was given me. It's Solomon saying this. I called unto God, and the spirit of wisdom came unto me. Look at that. Sophia. I preferred her before scepters and thrones and esteemed riches. Nothing is compared to her. Neither compared I unto her any precious stone, because all gold in respect of her is as a little sand, and silver shall be counted as clay before her. So that's why he keeps saying prayer to the eternal heavenly father and eternal virgin of life is more precious than anything you can ever have. And like he just said earlier, what else is more important than mostly all the precepts in the Bible, and all the written scripture, I should say. So I'm going to get the mic back to my brother, because he's right.
You're right, brother. And that's why, that's why I said all the patriarchs prayed, all of them, no matter from Moses to Abraham, every last one of the patriarchs prayed. You see, now I'm going to take us to another scripture. But before I take you to another scripture, I just wanted to, I'm sorry, I forgot to let anybody that's listening to our show, you can feel free to call. All open lines are open, and that's 845-261-9966. Again, 845-261-9966. Does anybody have the umption that they want to ask any questions, or they feel though, you know, we're saying something that they can recollect with them, and they can see that this is something for them? Please give us a call, you know, because we fishing for our light brother, and we know you out there, and through us praying every day, you know, and this is what the topic is. How often do we pray to the divine heavenly father searching for our light brother? So you feel free to give us a call. Now, getting back to our ministry for today. Now, I want you to listen to this. This is deep. Now, Jonah, this scripture is from Jonah 2:1-2. Again, Jonah 2:1-2. Now, look at what happened to Jonah. And I want you to start visualizing this in your mind. Now, at Jonah 2:1-2, it says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cry by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell. Cried I, and thou hast heard my voice. Now see, let me set this picture a little bit. Jonah did not want to go to the Ninevites. He took the ship and went the different direction. The heavenly father said, okay, he's son of storm. Jonah fell over the boat in the water and was in the fish belly for 3 days. 3 days, Jonah said he was in hell. You know, now that 3 days also symbolized, we know, what light brother know, what we call the 3 days of darkness, because Jonah was in darkness for 3 days, and he said it was hell. But the key component is he had to pray. And even in that 3 days of darkness that, you know, we're going to be in. What do it tell us? Pray on your knees. Now, we're going to have to light a candle and pray that the divine Heavenly Father let the candle burn. But the main thing, see, I'm going to get back to that first scripture that I read you. But pray, it says pray. You see, pray. And Jonah prayed, and he was released. Soon as he prayed, what happened? The Heavenly Father had mercy and grace and released him from the fish belly. You see, but had not he prayed, no telling what happened to Jonah. You see?
Let me say something to you. What my brother doing is this. Basically, what he's telling you is prepare.
Right.
Prepare for what is about to happen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because my brother Yaquab said this all the time. You only have a little time to do what this mission which you sojourn on to do. You know what I'm saying? So they basically telling you urgency about what is to be done. Now, I'm going to go to the Colvin Bible. I'm going to go to the Book of Mormon, the sealed portion. Now, this is what my brother Yaquab say all the time. Listen to this. I'm going to read from the Book of Mormon. And it's chapter, let me see what chapter it is. Chapter 99. It's chapter 99, sealed portion, verse 3 and 4. Listen to this. This is why you was brought on earth. This is the Book of Mormon that most people despise. It says, chapter 99, verse 3. It says, behold, the day of probation, which we pass through during our sojourn in mortality, talking about the physical body, and also our observation and experience, which you give back to your eternal Father, talking about, I couldn't do it, but like brother doing it. You know what I'm saying? In the spiritual dimensions, they beholding our spirits upon this planet. They say, while our journey through mortality gives us an indication of our worldliness and readiness. See, pray. And partake of blessings of the resurrection. And say, in other words, the 7,000 years. Let me say this again. In other words, the 7,000 years of our confinement in this planet in mortality with flesh and bone. So what he's saying is, why you in the flesh and bones, like my brother just said? Pray. Get ready and pray, because you only got a short time in this physical body. Now I'm gonna go to the keys of Enoch and show you why he keep telling you just a physical body. Now I'm gonna let my brother get it after this, but this is very important. Listen to this. It say, I'm in the keys of Enoch, the Book of Knowledge, on page 48. It say, I'm going to cut it off. It say, into all these areas around the world, talking about technology of light will come. Now, I'm going to go down to 53. Page 48 in the Book of Knowledge, I'm going to go to 51. Listen to this. This is why he say, pray and prepare yourself, because you only got 7,000 years to get this stuff done. Okay, 51, it say, and there see in the physical flesh. Look at that. The same thing the Book of Mormon said. Why are you in the physical flesh? And their seed in the physical flesh will then be like the stars of heaven. It said they will take the Exodus to the other star systems in order to begin a new Genesis in the next orderings of creation. It said all this time, the great white brotherhood will come to take his own seed. For 20 million years ago, it planted its seed crystals in this galaxy. And it say, at intervals of every 7,000 to 12,000 years, it say, the celestial lures of light gather the cultivated seed crystals to evolution left behind the original Adamic race. So the Book of Mormon is telling you the same thing the keys of Enoch is telling you. And like my brother just said, you better pray and you better prepare yourself and you better get ready. for what's about to come. Because the eternal Heavenly Father, the eternal Virgin of Light, is coming to get there.
That's it, brother. You see, like the brother said, see, the testing grounds is in the flesh.
Right.
You see,
right.
Now, the flesh, it says, as the scriptures goes, it says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Right.
That's why we got to pray. The flesh is weak. You see, pray to the divine Heavenly Father. You see that?
Right.
So that was good, brother. That was a good analogy. Okay. Now, I want to take us to another scripture, and I'm it's at Isaiah 37:15, and it's dealing with Hezekiah. Now, check this out. Now, look what this led heaven. Listen how, and I'm going to show you something through this too, through his prayer. Now, check this out. Isaiah 37:15, and it says, Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubim, thou art God, even thou alone of all kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thy ear, O Lord, and hear, and open thy eyes, and Lord, see and hear all the words of Sennacherib. I can't say his name. He's the king of Assyria. His name is Sennacherib, which has sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria had laid waste to all the nations and the countries. Now, what happened was Sennacherib, however you say his name, you know, he was laying waste to all the countries, and it was near where the Hebrew Israelites was at, where Hezekiah was at. And Hezekiah seen that they were about to be destroyed. So he prayed to the divine Heavenly Father, you know, because he knew that Sennacherib was going to destroy him, you see. But the important part, when he said his prayers went past the cherubim to the divine Heavenly Father, to show you how powerful prayer is, you see, it went all the way up to the upper eons, past the cherubim, and the divine Heavenly Father heard his prayer. And eventually, yeah, he sent that angel, and they destroyed. The angel came and destroyed them, destroyed the Assyrians. But my key point is, when he prayed, it went past the cherubim straight to the divine Heavenly Father, and he heard him. The Father heard him and saved him. So, again, it's just letting us see how powerful prayer is. And when the brothers, when we fishing for men and we asking y'all to join us at our prayer meeting, this is the reason why. These are some of the reasons why we're trying to help light brothers see that we must pray and pray together. Our prayers are more powerful when we pray together. You know, the divine Heavenly Father hear us single, but when we pray together, oh, man, that's why my brother, when he blow that trumpet, when he blow the shofar and we together and the Heavenly Father, we're going to get the Heavenly Father's attention. You see?
Right.
All at the prayer meeting. Go ahead,
at the prayer meeting. Now, look, when he say praying to the God of Israel, he talking, see, that's why he said, do you pray to the God? How or do you pray to the eternal Heavenly Father? He's
right.
Talking about the only God of this world, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob alone, and this universe, right? Now, listen what he say. I'm going to go on. This is in the Bible. This Amos 3. It say, hear this word that the Lord have spoken against you, O children of Israel. See, he talked to his people against the whole family. See? And they, but John 3:16, they tell you it's the whole world. He ain't talking to the whole world. He's talking to his people, Israel, us, the Negroes. You know what I'm saying? Against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt. See, he didn't bring the whole world up from Egypt. He only brought us, the Israelites, the land of Egypt, saying, ye only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. So what my brother saying is continue to pray that you don't be punished. Because the God that the world teaching you, that's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You need to pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob alone. Because he the one brought us out of Egypt. The whole world wasn't there. It was just us. Right. You know what I'm saying? And he is the one that's going to save it. Because like he said, I have never dealt with any other nation but Israel. So like my brother just said, pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob alone.
Right. You know, and as you progress, you're going to see who the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob really is. You know, I ain't going to throw them off, but you'll see who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob really is. And then you are really going to pray some more. But I digress. Okay, I want to take you also. Now, my next scripture is coming from Job 42:10. Now, let's see what happened when Job prayed. Now, look, check this out. And it says, again, Job 42:10. And it says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Now, listen, let me say this to you. Job was rich. Job had a lot. He had a lot of sheep, a lot of goat. Job was rich. But when he prayed to the divine Heavenly Father, he doubled it. You see? So see, you see what prayer could do? Now, we just had a little, I'm going to say this quick because I don't want to, you know, I want to stick to our, you know, our ministry. But like brothers, we should have a testament, you see? And I had a little testament that happened to me, you know, and, you know, through me praying and works and, you know, the divine Heavenly Father blessed me. He blessed me. And I just dropped on my knees and thanked him. You know, I had a blessing come because it was through me praying and you know, and doing ministry. But through prayer, all through prayer, I got a blessing. And I thank the divine Heavenly Father. Now, I don't want to get into it because it'll be a longer story. But again, through prayer. Now, I want to take you to John 17:9. Now, listen to this. Now, check this out. This is what Messiah said. Now, check this out. It's kind of lengthy, so I'm going to read quick. It says, these words spake Messiah and lifted up the eyes to heaven and said, Father, hour has come. Glorify the Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is the life eternal, that might know thee, the only true God, and Messiah Christ, who thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished to work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, when with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gave me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known all the things whoever so thou hast given me are of thee. For I gave unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came out from thee, and thee have believed that thou didst send me. Here go the key one. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou givest me, for they are thine. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to break this down and break this down quick. Messiah was talking about light, brother. The Heavenly Father, we was his first. But when Messiah came down to fish for the light brother, come to save light brother, so the divine Heavenly Father said, I give them to you. Okay, so when after Messiah, you know, which they, you know, gathered and they knew who they was, so when Messiah prayed, what did he do? He prayed and gave us back to the divine Heavenly Father, but all through prayer. Even Messiah prayed to the divine Heavenly Father to accomplish, to get us, to come find us. Fishing for men, fishing for light brothers, all through his prayers And the father granted them, and he gave it back to the father all through right. prayer. You right. see, brother?
Right. Right. Good, brother? Right. Now look. Now, see, that just right there, the power that he gave us while we was in the physical flesh, but that just a little bit of power he gave us through prayer.
Right.
But he also, in the last days, he's going to increase our power and authority.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go inside the Book of Mormon again, the sealed portion, and I'm going to read a precept where he's increasing our powers in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
Sealed portion 84:4. It said, behold, this is, wait a minute, let me see, in the last days, let me see. Let me keep reading. 4, it say, behold, this is my authority and the authority of my servants, which I have given them to preach unto you, O inhabitants of the earth. Therefore, and tremble, O ye people. For what I, the Lord, have decreed in them shall be fulfilled. 5, and verily I say unto you, that they who go forth bearing these tidings, these words and these things that I have told them, unto the inhabitants of the earth, and say to them, the power is given to seal both on earth and in heaven. So what he's saying is, he's given us more increasing powers in the last days to seal up. And that's because they're faithful and they're praying diligently for these things to be fulfilled on earth while in the physical body. Now, I'm going to go to the Bible and show you the same thing. Okay, Matthew 16:19. It say, and I will give unto thee the keys of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So what he said is he's giving us power in these last days to do our prayer, you know what I'm saying, faithful and diligently unto the eternal Heavenly Father, that he increasing our powers. So now in the last days, when, like say my brother, you do something wrong to him, he said, man, I mark you, man. Don't you ever do that to me. You don't know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? We got the power now to mark people. And like I said before, Yikes, he's been saying this. Man, I'm going to mark that joker. You know what I'm saying? We see a police officer shoot off people, and we say, we marked them jokers. That's additional power he's given us in the last days. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, that's in the Book of Mormon. So he increasing our powers in the last days. So basically, like my brother's saying, he turning his eyes back to us. And like he said, through that blessing, through his work and his faith, he increased it with another blessing. Like he said, he fell down and thanked him because he's staying in line with what the word say. You know what I'm saying? So he increasing his powers and his blessings in whatever we say. So that's why Satan got mad at Tony Parker. He's like, why you always help them all the time? You always want to help them. Won't you let them fall on their face sometimes? So I said, nope, they my sons. Get out of my face. You know what I'm saying? But eventually it happened because we were just so wicked. You know what I'm saying? So we got to keep praying and keep asking, and he's going to keep blessing, guiding us, and leading us.
Right, brother. It just boiled down all through prayer. You
right.
see, everything through prayer. Now, check this out. I want to read this from the... Now, this scripture is coming from the Keys of Enoch, right?
Right.
The Keys of Enoch, Book of Knowledge. It's on page 164, verse 70. Now, listen to this. Now, I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to read it in layman's term. Now, check this out, and you'll see what I mean by layman's term. The faith of Israel reborn is to see every head bow and every knee bend, to recognize that the Lord God of hosts is the divine Heavenly Father. His sacred and revealed name is to be upon the lips of all humanity. This is the time when the righteous will experience on the cosmic plane the drama of Israel's exodus out of Egypt, which is the model for the light exodus off this planet into the next ordering of evolution. Now, did you hear what that said? Now, let me explain to you what this said in layman's terms. Now, I'm going to be reading the same thing, but in my own words, but saying the same thing. When it said the faith of Israel reborn, the prayers of light brothers being reborn, the prayers of light brothers, our job, it says, is to see. Our job, light brothers, is to see every head bow and every knee bend to recognize that the Lord God is the divine heavenly Father. That's our job, to help our nation to recognize, light brethren, to recognize that the heavenly Father is the Lord thy God. And it says he's sacred and revealed name to be upon the lips of all humanity. His sacred and revealed name is to be upon the lips of all Hebrew Israelites. Okay? It says, this is the time when the righteous will experience a cosmic plane and drama on Israel and the exodus out of Egypt. Now, I'm going to read this over. And what it's really saying is this, same thing. It's saying, when light brothers is transformed, okay, we'll experience on a cosmic plane the drama of Israel. We're going to help our nation exit out of Egypt. Light brother is going to help our nation exit out of Egypt, which is the model for light exit off this planet into the next order of evolution, which saying light brother not only is going to help our nation exit out of Egypt, but it's going to be light brother exit off this planet so we can go to our next mission and orders that we're going to do on other worlds. But all through prayer. You see that? You see that? That's why I said I wanted to read it in layman's term. You know, through light brother prayer, all these things is going to occur. Right. You see?
Now look, my brother said, he said a key word. He said, through the power of the eternal heavenly Father, we're going to be transformed. So, and all the nations going to be scared and tremble. Now, this is a key thing. Because right now, Sophia, okay, Messiah was in the physical form just like us. And he was helpless without his consort, which is Sophia, that gave him spiritual powers. So right now, Sophia, she is the power that gives us the power to pray and to stay in line and not go astray and do all the things the Heavenly Father wants us to do. But soon, like Isaiah 16:16, he said, first I shall send for preachers and they shall preach, but then I shall send for hunters and they shall hunt. Now, I'm in the Nag Hammadi in the Origin of the World, which is page 220. And I'm going to read down in and say the end of the age. Now, Sophia is afterthought right now. So she gives us wisdom and knowledge. But just like Isaiah 16:16, we was preaching first, then she going to change us to hunters. Now listen to this. This in page 200 in Origin of the World. It say, and she, talking about Sophia or the Holy Spirit, will put away her wise fire. That's talking about the wisdom and knowledge that we have in this mortal body. The wise fire, let me find it. The wise fire of afterthought. That's talking about wisdom and knowledge. Then it say, and put on irritation and wrath. So that's what she going to put on light, but like my brother said, when we transform. She going to transform us to the hunters. And we going to gather fish and help the ones who prayed and served the eternal heavenly Father. And we're not going to leave one seed behind. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's about to happen right now. We prayed and followed his son and his father every step of the way. And he guided us and not let us stray by Sophia. So that's what's going to happen with the transformation. Mm-hmm. We're going to be turned into the hunters. Now get back to my brother, Rodolph.
You're right, brother. We're going to not only be turned to them hunters, but we're going to really hunt, you see, if you know what I mean. You see, but I digress. But what like you said, brother, you know, all of this is through Light Brothers' prayers and works, but prayers first, you see. Now, I'm going to read you something out of the Keys of Enoch. And listen to this. I'm going to just read 73, because 72, we ain't going to have enough time. And that's page 164, verse 72. From the Keys of Enoch, 164, verse 72, and it reads, 165, verse 73, and it reads this, the heavenly Jerusalem will consist of the brotherhoods of light who will teach the new laws, the new wisdoms of science, and new governments, through which the higher evolution and the human evolution will work hand to hand as a new administration of light is brought to the earth. Now, how's we going to get to that? How do we get to that? Mm-hmm. We got to that because Light Brothers prayed first to and helped our nation to get to that. You see, the heavenly Jerusalem will consist of the brotherhood of light, which Light Brother will join and be a part of the brotherhood of light. Once, like that last scripture, once we prayed and we was transformed, we become one with them. And that's how we help our brothers to make this earth and planet what is just said. Beautiful is going to be a beautiful paradise. But not only that, but the earth and our nation is going to evolve into the higher conscious, which we're going to help teach them this. But like I say, it started through our prayer. The only way we can get through this is through our prayers. And this is why my brothers are screaming every day, every time they minister, join us in the prayer meeting. Join us in the Fishing for Men meeting so we can get that. So we can, the Father, the Divine Heavenly Father, to bless us to get that. But we got to pray first. So the Light Brothers, we set the tone first. But we know, and this is why we fishing for men. The more Light Brothers we can find, the more we can get there quicker. You see, we fishing for our Light Brother. And if there's any Light Brother out there that want to call us, feel free to call us, you know, because the time is running short.
Now we putting out a call to anybody to hear this message. You know what I'm saying? If this resonate with you, come join us on Upper Room, Israelite, on Facebook. And, you know, just contact us on 12tribesofisrael.com and we'll get back with you and see if this for you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because we trying to get y'all in the last days. You know what I'm saying? That's our job, to fish for men. Continue to pray and fish for men and ask for guidance. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you right now, rather y'all believe it or not, this is the age of the phoenix. This is the age of the phoenix. And Israel is the phoenix. Even though the wicked keep hollering, we the phoenix, we going to rise like the phoenix. And then you talk about they tie behind. The phoenix is Israel. Sophia put that in the Garden of Eden to show Yah the broth, that even though you do what you do, you mess with my boy, my family, Adam, and his generations, and the phoenix is going to rise and show you. And that's a witness against you that those children are going to rise again. So I get a bang to my brother, Wadon.
Okay, now I'm going to end this with this last scripture. The first scripture that I read, Philippians 4:6. Now you want to see why Messiah said this. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto the Divine Heavenly Father, because everything that we accomplish from Light Brothers in the flesh or Light Brothers when we transform, it will be done through prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. Is given through us through the Divine Heavenly Father hearing our prayers. So I want to thank y'all that joined us. And we're going to end our show. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we want to thank you for joining this show, and hopefully we'll be back next week. Peace be unto you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a pretty good one. So that's going to take us right into the prayer meeting. Okay.